1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Vice President Kamala Harris will become the Democratic Party's nominee for president as she captured enough delegate votes on Friday as part of a multi-day online voting process. The DNC announced she secured the nomination. She'll officially become the nominee after voting ends on Monday. Preparations underway in Florida as a potential tropical storm is shaping up over Cuba. The storm expected to strengthen and turn north. Orlando area resident George Bettino is gathering sandbags.
And I loaded up some bags and I'm getting ready because I think we're going to get a lot of rain. So I want to be prepared.
Governor Ron DeSantis has already declared an emergency in most Florida counties. The three Americans released from Russian custody as part of a multi-country prisoner exchange this week have arrived in San Antonio, Texas, where they're undergoing medical and mental evaluations. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin stepping in to block a plea deal for three alleged 9/11 co-conspirators. This is ABC News. The new acting director of the U.S. Secret Service addressing the agency's failures on July 13th. ABC's Dave Packer with more.
One of the points of failure in the minutes leading up to the attempted assassination of former President Trump, communications. Local and state law enforcement identifying and discussing a suspicious individual nearby. But, says Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe,
it did not make it over to us. Or whether we did not hear it, it just did not make it over to us.
Rowe making it clear that local and state law enforcement did what they were supposed to do that day.
This was a Secret Service failure, and so they should not be blamed.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Meanwhile, the Metropolitan Police Department in Washington, D.C. says it's arrested a woman for allegedly threatening a former president and carrying an unregistered firearm. 41-year-old Christina Montoya of San Antonio, Texas, arrested in D.C. on Friday, according to a statement from police. According to the police report, the former president she threatened was former President Trump. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
Brandi Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin fugitive at large for nearly 30 years is captured in Iowa. George Hartlerode was convicted of rape in rural Chippewa County in 1983. Hartlerode was taken into custody in June in West Des Moines after he was stopped by police for not having a rear reflector on his bicycle. A reminder to operate ATVs and UTVs safely. Here's Lisa Hale.
20 people have died in ATV or UTV crashes so far this year, according to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. 95% of fatal crash victims last year weren't wearing a helmet. The DNR urges operators and riders of vehicles to wear safety equipment. They also make clear that those born in or after 1988 must complete an ATV and UTV safety certification course to drive on public ATV and UTV trails.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers hit the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. The Milwaukee Brewers finished the month of July with actually a losing record of 11-13, and yet they remain in first place in the NL Central. The crew getting some help from the Cubs last night, who scored three runs in the bottom of the ninth to beat the Cards 5-4 at Wrigley Field. The Cardinals remain in second place at 5.5 behind Milwaukee. Manager Pat Murphy on what he's telling his team as they begin the month of August with a road trip to Washington, D.C. tonight against the Nationals.
You have to kind of reach down and kind of to reassess like where you are personally and how you can get back to that, the lift in your step and that edge that you had early, and not worry about standings and things like that. Worry about playing good, winning this pitch and playing good. You start worrying about your numbers, next year's contract, that comes into people's lives.
NFL Packers resting up for tomorrow night's family night, completely sold out at Lambeau Field. Running back Josh Jacobs dealing with a groin injury. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Heat and humidity continues this weekend before cooler and less humid weather arrives next week. Clear and low in the mid-60s tonight. Sunny, hot, and humid in upper 80s for Saturday. Isolated showers and storms Sunday. High mid-80s, cooler 70s next week. Currently at 75 degrees.
Crude and Dom. Tune in to the next Devil's Advocates radio show. It's the Kamala Pixar Vice President Edition. We'll introduce you to the candidate Devil's Advocates radio. The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program, and this is a very special hour in honor of Cat Ladies for Kamala, and Dog Dudes for Kamala. We have Dr. Marty Goldstein back with us. We have done this once before. He's an integrative veterinarian specializing in both traditional and alternative veterinary medicine. He's the creator of a product called Nature's Blend, which is a dog food. And just a disclosure here that the FCC and just, you know, being appropriate requires. He is an advertiser on our program. However, we are not compensated for this segment. We're not doing this because he's an advertiser. We're doing it because he's literally a world-famous veterinarian, the author of multiple books, people just love these segments. And every now and then, it's just nice to take a break from politics. I mean, Marty Goldstein is the creator of Nature's Blend, as I mentioned. He's the author of The Nature of Animal Healing, the definitive holistic medicine guide to caring for your dog and cat. Most recently, he's got there's a movie called The Dog Doc. Also, there's The Spirit of Animal Healing. In fact, I believe he's been in a couple of different movies. His website is drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program. It's so great to have you with us.
You know how much I love being on this show, right, Tom?
Well, I'm glad you could show up. Our callers love it. I've got a couple of questions for you. I'm curious your thoughts on the ability of animals and pets, and maybe we discussed this last time, I don't recall, frankly, but it's been a while. The ability of animals and pets to understand us, to communicate with us, and a portion of that, too, is I read some years ago a behavioral specialist, animal behavioral specialist, who said that the difference between a wild animal and a domesticated animal, principally, is that domesticated animals think that we are their species. You know, it's like the way little baby ducks will bond with, you know, something other than a duck if they're early exposed to it. But domestic animals are like that continuously. They think that, you know, cats think that we're big cats. Dogs think that we're big dogs. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that and also on how we can best communicate with our pets.
Well, one of the reasons I called my second book, The Spirit of Animal Healing, was I go into that human-animal bond, but more on the extra-physical plane. You know, there are many perceptions in this universe. Man has five: taste, smell, sight. It's proven that animals have perceptions beyond us. They know when when they're gatekeeper, their person, is going to have a seizure up to 24 hours before. They're now sniffing out bladder cancer, lymph cancer. So they do have senses that go beyond us. And, you know, in my 47 and a half year career, clinical career as a veterinarian, working on hundreds of thousands of animals, the stories that I could tell you that people have shared with me about that sixth sense that their companion animal has are just incredible, almost scary. So, you know, there's a lot we could learn from them. You know, one of the problems is that we tend to humanize them. So we tend to treat them like they were another person, and they're not. They're a species of their own. So, you know, we have to treat them like that and also respect their ability. I mean, we know how much a dog could smell. Their sense of smell is amazing, but they do have other senses. The animal kingdom does. You know, they'll leave 5 hours before the tsunami hits. How do they know that? What kind of vibration or, electrophysical, electromagnetic sense are they feeling that we don't have because we only have five senses?
Well, here's the amazing thing. We have a dog, Blue, who is super bonded to my wife and to Louise. And Blue, when Louise is gone, Blue comes up into my office and just sits there with me. You know, he's got to be around a person. But when he's sitting there with me, Louise goes to the store or something. At some point, he will leave and he'll go downstairs and sit by the door. And always, within 2, 3, 4 minutes, Louise pulls into the driveway. I mean, it's not like he's hearing her pull into the driveway. She's got to be blocks away, maybe a mile away, when he moves down to the door.
There was something that aired on TV, I think it was on 60 Minutes, but you can't quote me on it, where they actually filmed dogs in the living room and filmed their dad or their mom at work. And there were certain behavioral patterns when the person left work, when they got in their car, when they pulled off the highway, when they got on the block, and when they pulled in the driveway. And it was repetitive day after day, but at different times, so it wasn't circadian. And it just, it blew me away, even though I knew that was true, just to see it in action. That, and that's not their sense of smell, 18 miles away at work. So
exactly, or yeah, here.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Rupert Sheldrake actually wrote a book about that stuff, Four Experiments That'll Change the World. And he did some work on that with dogs. It's amazing stuff. One quick question from Louise, and then I've got a whole board here of calls, people who want to ask you questions. Louise was wondering if you could speak to basically bad pet food. And I realize this is your business, but we had a cat, this cat that I just absolutely loved, Higgins. And you may recall the cat food recall. It was about a decade ago because melamine, the Chinese chemical that was used to increase the protein level in dog and cat foods, and it turns out it was just killing them. And he got really, really sick from some recalled cat food. And Louise said she's seen recalls for dog and cat food all the time. And she's just wondering, what's going on with the industry?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, since I graduated Cornell in 1973, I witnessed the incidence of cancer in dogs at least triple or quadruple. And it's not just bad luck. There are actually established reasons why it's happening. And, what used to be a disease almost exclusively of the old is now also a disease of the young. And I think a lot of it has to do with, quote unquote, pet food, because a lot of the major selling pet foods, unfortunately, are not biologically appropriate for what nature intended them to eat. I know the melamine thing very well because it got me invited by Oprah on her show to share my experience of it. And I'll tell you one thing that is astounding. I had a national practice when I was practicing, and we were seeing at least 25 states of the union in our waiting room every single month. We did a survey over a 6-week period. My average client was 590 miles away from my practice.
Wow.
When this pet food recall disaster hit in 2007, veterinary phone lines were ringing off the wall, people freaking out and stuff like that. Do you know how many calls we got during that period?
No.
Two.
Why is that?
Because we educated.
Oh, because people weren't buying the crappy food. I get
right.
It.
And we braced ourselves. We had a meeting with the whole staff saying, this is happening. The phone is going to ring off. This is what you got to say. We had two calls from clients, and we had one person stop in that lived in the condos behind the practice that wasn't a client to inquire. Yeah. And it just shows that we educated our clientele on the feeding of biologically appropriate, high quality, good food. They didn't go near that quote unquote crap. So we didn't have any problems.
Yeah, well, that is a great story. It is 15 minutes past the hour. The rest of the hour, we'll be taking your calls for Dr. Marty Goldstein, the world-famous veterinarian who's on the line with us here today. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Dr. Marty, stay with us. We'll be back in just a second here. Yep, we'll be right back. It's 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We're taking a break from politics in honor of Cat Ladies for Kamala. Taking your pet questions for Dr. Marty Goldstein. Stay with us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root causes of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at tomhartman.com.
Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I both love award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but this spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep. With Just Thrive and Just Calm probiotic, you have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day. And for a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's like getting a month for free. So just go now, justthrivehealth.com, the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for that 20% off a 90-day bottle. justthrivehealth.com.
Wake up with the sunrise feeling so
welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Dr. Marty Goldstein taking your pet questions. Tim in Hendersonville, North Carolina. You are on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hey there. I use your food. I love your food. And I think it's a wonderful product. And I just finished listening to you about your expertise in the field of dogs and cats, and mine is primarily centered around rehabilitating our native animals for the last 40 years. So my concern, and maybe you can address this, is that we've got probably in the neighborhood of 300 to 400 million feral cats and dogs, not to mention wild boars and other things. What is it that people can do, my first question, to best alleviate the tremendous amount of ferals we have that are competing with our native animals, which we can hardly keep as a home rehabber and as a rehabber for many years, intact and in their environments. They don't have a wild left. And the second thing would be, would you be able to apply your vast knowledge to helping us formulate for the home rehabbers that we got specific formulations for species like our possums, our badgers, our otters, our, you know, beavers that the home rehabbers, and there's a vast network, we've got over 200,000 across the United States. You know, we're beholden to whatever cheap kibble we can get when we got lots of them. So maybe if you could address those two issues. And I certainly appreciate your information. I've been a fan for a long time, and I use your food and products, and I love them.
Thank you, Tim.
Wow. My wife ran a shelter for a couple of years, so I'm very familiar with this. And, you know, it is a big issue. There is a, you know, a catch, neuter, and release program that they had, which is probably the number one way to cut down this population. It's really, really difficult. It's heartbreaking how many animals are euthanized every day in shelters that are kill shelters because there are no homes. You know, we were bringing so many animals up from the south, so it is very difficult. You know, that situation, you know, the food I make, and really good food, is more expensive because we don't cut corners and fill the food with, you know, 50, 60% cereal byproducts. So it's really hard to develop a food that we could use in mass numbers to reach hundreds of thousands. Usually when I recommend, you know, over the years when people couldn't afford to buy a very good quality food, is go buy things in bulk, like from Costco. Cook it up yourself. So if you buy 50 pounds of like brown rice or millet, and you buy their meats wholesale and their frozen organic mixed vegetables, all the so inexpensive, and you make huge pots of it, you could feed many, many, many animals with, you know, food that is of a higher quality than most of the commercial foods on the market. But it's, you know, two very tough questions to give you a definitive answer that would actually be a solution.
That's great. Sheila in Bellevue, Washington. We have 2 minutes, by the way, to the break. You're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hi, Dr. Marty.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi. Hi, Tom. I'm honored to be on your program, first-time caller.
So your question is?
My question, Dr. Marty, is that I have three dogs. Right now they're wondering what I'm doing sitting outside, and they all do the same thing. They scratch and itch and scratch and itch. And I've tried baths, I've tried special foods, I've tried sprays. I just don't know what to do.
I would say at least 85% of the dogs that I've seen in my career had some form of allergy. It is mass epidemic. And I have found ingredients, and I could name a few, that has worked tremendously. We actually developed the product based on those ingredients, but this is not the push-up product. So you want high levels of fish oil for the omega-3s. The quercetin is a supplement that actually inhibits histamine release, and there is a supplement called cetosterol or beta cetosterol that actually acts like cortisone in the body. All of these have no side effects. And the herb, nettles, stinging nettles, acts like Benadryl in the body. So those four things have very powerful anti-allergy effects with no side effects.
That's great stuff. Dr. Marty Goldstein, the world-famous veterinarian, on the line with us for the hour, taking your pet calls. We'll be back in about 5 minutes here on the other side of the break at the bottom of the hour, picking up your calls. Stay tuned. DrMartyPets.com, by the way, is Dr. Marty's website, DrMartyPets.com.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. Back in just a few minutes with more of your calls for Dr. Marty Goldstein.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment.
equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
By the soft moonlight, a chorus of parts and hearts so bright. We gather round, our voices strong, singing for justice all night long.
Welcome back, 34 minutes past the hour. Picking up the calls for Dr. Marty Goldstein, the veterinarian. Tom in Mossy Head, Florida. You're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hey, Dr. Marty. I rescued a dog. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, you're fine, Tom.
Okay, I had trouble with my phone. Anyway, I just lost my dog of 9 years, a wolf I raised from a pup, but ended up some friends of mine called me up and said, we've got a dog that somebody dropped off. And anyway, what I'm getting at is it has real severe mange, and they took the dog to a vet, get all the shots updated and everything, chipped, and he did mange treatment, but it hasn't worked, and they've tried all kinds of different concoctions, I guess, you know, anywhere from apple cider vinegar and borax to sulfur 8, cycle wax, Happy Jack mange treatment. And none of it seems to work. And the reason I got rid of her, because super sweet dog. I love her to death. Because they had three other dogs, and they had to keep her in a separate room because they were scared she would contaminate them with mange. Is there anything that really works short of, I've heard of dipping them in used motor oil, but that doesn't sound good.
What kind of mange was it? There were several types of mange, and they were treated differently.
Okay.
Was it the itch mange?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Was it the mange that causes severe itching called sarcops or sarcoptic mange?
Yeah, matter of fact, I give her fish oil, omega-3, since I've had her, and every once in a while I'll give her a small Benadryl, but she just constantly scratching and itching. It's just, poor thing, it drives me, breaks my heart to see her.
Okay, you know what works really well? Selsun shampoo, not Selsun Blue. It's by subscription through a veterinarian. The name of the shampoo is called selenium sulfide, and it's usually like a 1.5 or 2% solution. We've used it extremely well for 50 years. You'll lather it really well. You'll let it sit for 20 minutes. You make sure you rinse it all off, and you repeat it every 3 to 4 days. We've had tremendous success with it. So it's selenium sulfide shampoo. Well, it's actually listed as a lotion, but it lathers up like a shampoo.
Thank you. Cynthia in Canway, Massachusetts. You're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hi, thank you. It's Conway, by the way.
Oh, Conway.
Yes. So thank you for taking these calls. I have a male cat who developed urinary blockage a couple of years ago, and so we've had to put him on a special food. And I've always been kind of, you know, tried to feed him the healthiest food I can get my hands on, but this food keeps him from developing urinary blockage. It acidifies his bladder enough so that the crystals don't form or something. And so I was curious about, because I know you make a food for cats, if you think that your cat food blend would work for a cat that develops crystals in their bladder and gets blockage.
Yeah, I personally feel that the pet food industry is responsible for creating this condition in cats. Cats are obligate carnivores. At least 85% of their diet in nature was raw meat. And we unfortunately, over the years, created their food with 50 to 64% cereal byproducts. Show me one tooth in a cat's mouth, flat for grinding cereal. And what happens is the cereal, there's so much debris left over from the metabolic, you know, breakdown of this cereal. It wound up in the bladder and it caused this condition. And it alkalizes or makes the urine very alkaline. That's where if you make the urine very acid, if this is what's called struvite crystals, it's going to really help. So something like my food, a raw diet, could do wonders. Also, just acidifying the urine with either ascorbic acid vitamin C. They make cranberry supplements now for cats that helps acidify the urine. There is a supplement you can get online called Urinary Gold, which I've seen work wonders for the condition too. I know this condition very well, and feeding a cat a more exclusively raw meat diet that has not been degraded by heat could, I don't know if it would cure the condition, but it would really help along with help keeping the urine acidified.
Ken in La Center, Washington, you're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Yeah, gentlemen, I have got the problem with a cat. We had two cats. One was very old, ragdoll. One was a very young tortie. And the old one got sick and it progressed, and eventually I had to put him down. Now, the tortie is not using her cat boxes. I got several of them around the house. Is there any way to get her back into the habit?
You think she's in mourning?
Cat litter?
Yeah. If this is an emotional stress condition, which is one of the reasons cats will not use their litter box, what I recommended before, Rescue Remedy, 3 or 4 drops, 2 or 3 times a day. You could get Rescue Remedy at any health food store. They now make Rescue Remedy for animals, for pets. And it just, without any side effects, handles all forms of emotional stress. And I've seen it work very well with cats that are urinating outside of the litter box on an emotional basis. So first step, I would try that.
Jim in Vita, Montana, you're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Yeah, hi. Today I've got an Airedale Terrier. It's a great hunting dog. We do a lot of hunting out here, bird hunting. And I found 3 shotgun pellets just under the skin on her, and I don't know how it happened, but can she get lead poisoning or something from that?
I really doubt it. You know, the thumb rule is, I mean, over the years, we have seen so many, especially dogs, that did get shot. We find it on an x-ray when we're x-raying for something else, and the pellets or the bullets have probably been there for years. The thumb rule is don't go search and try to remove them unless they're superficial. If they're just under the skin and you could feel them, it's a very, very mild procedure by a veterinarian just to sedate, make a little incision over each pellet and remove it. But I don't think I've ever seen a dog get lead poisoning from a condition like this.
Eric in Erie, Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Real treat to have Dr. Marty here. We ought to make this a regular thing. I'm calling about a feline condition that's pretty serious, but I wanted to mention something. The guy calling about the mange and it being mysterious, I had a female Schnauzer Lhasa mix that had what presented as mange, and there were no mites involved, as it eventually turned out. And I had this old country vet who put her on Orthonovum, human Orthonovum, and after years of this poor dog digging her butt on the bed frame, it cleared up. So might be worth looking at for any female dogs that have something that presents as mange but isn't. The thing I'm calling about as a 54-year-old childless crazy cat lady, got about 17 cats currently I'm taking care of in my neighborhood. Feline infectious peritonitis. Maybe, Doc, if you could explain to some folks how it presents, what to look for, and the importance of separating that cat out, because it's It's a real nasty killer, and I came across it once a couple of years ago, and it very nearly spread. So people should be more aware of it. Maybe you can kind of give them a little Cliff Notes version of it.
All right, number one, what you mentioned for the mange, I think that was for the other form of mange called demodectic mange, not this form that the lady called in for before. Feline infectious peritonitis is literally the jet plane crash of veterinary medicine. It has two forms, the wet form that hits the abdomen, the dry form that hits the nervous system, and it is literally very near 100% fatal. The most successful case that we had in a kitten that was definitively diagnosed with feline infectious peritonitis by surgery and lymph node biopsy, we actually reversed on high levels of vitamin C and Chinese herbs, and the cat actually belonged to Jerry Seinfeld. So we really lucked out. I know there are certain immune supportive injections that work. It's highly contagious. It's just not a good disease. So if you have a cat that is diagnosed definitively with feline infectious peritonitis, it's extreme sanitation measures, washing your hands in bleach or something like that, keeping all other cats away, having foot baths for your feet if you enter that area at all. It's just the worst disease in veterinary medicine.
Yeah, hang on just a second.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of your questions for Dr. Marty Goldstein.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Vice President Kamala Harris will become the Democratic Party's nominee for president as she captured enough delegate votes on Friday as part of a multi-day online voting process. The DNC announced she secured the nomination. She'll officially become the nominee after voting ends on Monday. Preparations underway in Florida as a potential tropical storm is shaping up over Cuba. The storm expected to strengthen and turn north. Orlando area resident George Bettino is gathering sandbags.
And I loaded up some bags and I'm getting ready because I think we're going to get a lot of rain. So I want to be prepared.
Governor Ron DeSantis has already declared an emergency in most Florida counties. The three Americans released from Russian custody as part of a multi-country prisoner exchange this week have arrived in San Antonio, Texas, where they're undergoing medical and mental evaluations. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin stepping in to block a plea deal for three alleged 9/11 co-conspirators. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's home energy rebates aim to make homes more energy efficient. The program launched Friday. Households in the program sponsored by the U.S. Department of Energy can save up to $14,000 for upgrades. The program should save people $1 billion a year and support 50,000 jobs. If there's a collector in your family, they may get 15 minutes of TV fame. Savannah Tomei Olson explains.
Listen up, especially if they're fans of the History Channel. The crew from American Pickers is headed to Wisconsin. However, they haven't planned their trip yet. They need to decide where to go. They're looking for people with extraordinary collections of antiques, which, if you've seen the show, sometimes looks like garages full of stuff or junkyards. If that sounds like someone in your life, they want to hear from you. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff. And this is Civic Media News.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There is bad news for American football fans. A judge has overturned the $4.7 billion verdict in a class action lawsuit against the NFL due to flawed witness testimony. Just a quick heads up, that will probably be the only NFL news you hear moving forward that doesn't involve Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. It's a brand new season. Touchy McGee is back in the news. Nope, not Kevin Spacey, Cuba Gooding Jr. He's trying to refurbish his person after many sexual assault allegations, one of which he shares with Sean P. Diddy Puff Daddy Combs III. During an appearance on News Nation, the Oscar winner promoted his new faith-based film, The Firing Squad, which also stars Kevin Sorbo, and told host Dan Abrams he's rediscovered his Christian faith. Abrams asked Cuba if he's expressed regrets and sorrow for his actions. Gooding said it's made him a better person. See, folks, that's why he fondles other people inappropriately, to be better. Most people just deliver meals on wheels. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Heat and humidity continues this weekend before cooler and less humid weather arrives next week. Clear and low in the mid-60s tonight, sunny, hot, and humid in upper 80s for Saturday. Isolated showers and storms Sunday. High mid-80s, cooler 70s next week. Currently at 75 degrees.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
Coming up, Maggie has an interview with the author of White Fragility, Robin DiAngelo. Probably the most important show you're going to hear in a while. Stay tuned.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Homeopathic remedies for kidney disease. The one we used for years was called Renal Drops. There is a supplement called Azodyl, A-Z-O-D-Y-L, that I've seen lower blood values, kidney values in the blood, a better diet that is more biologically appropriate is going to support the old theory that high protein levels causes kidney problems and worsens kidney disease has finally been disproven in veterinary medicine. So high quality, more predominantly meat diets could really improve kidney function, but you should really work hand in hand with a good integrative veterinarian and not just listen to my advice and go online and buy some supplements.
Nina in Santa Fe, New Mexico, you're on the air with Dr. Marty.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Dr. Marty. I have a wonderful golden retriever, Cheyenne, who's 11, 12-ish. And when he was very young, he had pancreatitis. And I've tried a lot of foods, most of which were the yucky ones from doctor's offices. But I recently tried your food, and of course he loved it. I'm just wondering, is this appropriate for a dog who had pancreatitis so many years ago?
It most likely is, because it's very biologically appropriate, and I think it's the low quality of the foods that is contributory to pancreatitis. Everyone blames it on high fat levels and this and that. And I just from experience, I've had many people write testimonials of thank you over the years on their dogs that have had chronic pancreas issues that resolved eating my food. There are also specific supplements that support the diet. Raw pancreas glandular, and that you could get online, helps the pancreas heal, likes help like. And there are homeopathic remedies for the pancreas. One is actually called pancreas drops, made by professional complementary health formulas.
Chris in Portland, Oregon. We have, by the way, 2 minutes to the end of the show. You're on the air, Chris, with Dr. Marty.
Hi, Dr. Marty, and thanks for taking my call. Have you come across anything regarding foxtails, just helping with the issue? So in Portland, Oregon, when I walk my dog, there's just foxtails everywhere. And we walk in the middle of the street half the time avoiding them, and I still pick out four or five from her every walk.
Yeah.
My understanding is those will kill it. You know, can kill an animal and are very dangerous.
It's a major problem. Thankfully, in my area, I've not seen a case of foxtails in my area at all. So I don't have that much experience. But the number one thing is the avoidance of them. And I guess there are some sweaters or shirts that dogs could wear in a high foxtail area. It's just, you know, unfortunately for me, it was not my area of expertise because we just didn't see it in our area.
Larry in Elkhart, Kansas. We're down to, we've got like 30 seconds here.
Very quick. What about canned tuna for cats?
If it's high quality, I don't mind it. I don't like it as an exclusive diet. Cats love tuna. The tuna that they use in the tuna cat foods is of such poor quality, stay away from it. And I like them more in water-based than in oil-based.
Dr. Marty, I want to thank you so much for dropping by today. It is, our listeners so appreciate these segments you do with us and for the great work you're doing. Thank you so much.
I love it. I love this show.
Thank you. Dr. Marty Pets, drmartypets.com is the website for more information. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Dave Fulton, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Biller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carne Verde, Martha Salinas, and Mark Thoman, all the fine people who work on this program. And thank you to you. Thanks for being with us all this week. We'll be back next week. In the meantime, get out there, get active, tag, you're it. There's a lot of work to do as this election coming. We'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You exercise and watch what you eat, but then you get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also...
John Mino, and Jim Schmidt.
On Monday's show, we'll welcome Jack Gage from Patriot Racing Project. He'll tell us all about that big project.
Plus, Brian Hinkle joins us from Backyard Brew in our small business spotlight.
Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.